Brody Smith from the Crows here, and proud ambassador for Murray Bridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these Crows!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates.
Well, our next guest is celebrating a milestone, 50 games for the Adelaide Football Club. His name is Jared Lyons, and he joins us now. Congratulations, Jared. 50 big ones.
Thanks, guys. Took my time getting there, but I guess it's nice to finally get over that hill.
Oh, absolutely. And look, you're in a nice, rich vein of form at the moment. You've played 10 in a row, which is your longest streak. You must be enjoying that consistency.
Yeah, I think it's double my longest streak. Actually, I think five was before that. So, it's nice to be in the side and obviously playing good footy and good team footy and winning games always helps as well.
Do you feel like you belong there now?
You can never get too complacent, but I guess it's nice sort of knowing that you're sort of going to play each week.
Last year you played 13 games, 9 of them was as a sub. What's given you the confidence? Is it just the opportunity that's allowed you to take your footy to another level, JL?
I think obviously I got that opportunity in the midfield and from Pikey and from Campo. And yeah, it was just nice to get that opportunity to play a full game or even a couple of games in there and just get a good feel for it and get some consistency going, which is nice. And obviously that helps in terms of, just playing four quarters of footy, which I didn't get to do a lot of last year.
Yeah. What have you had to work on? What have you been working the most on?
I was good to get a full pre-season. I don't think I'd really done a full one beforehand. So I just improved my fitness base. That was probably the key. And once you improve that, most things can come with it. Like your repeat effort, repeat speed can all come with just having a high-level fitness base. So that was probably the key.
One of the other ones I think that's really working for you, you've got a great balance between contested and uncontested. I looked at some of your numbers in your first couple of years and it was dominated by contested possessions. Now you're actually getting some more ball on the outside and you're averaging over 20 possessions, which is a really good thing.
Yeah, I mean, we've got those blokes that can do probably inside and outside. I mean, you've got Tomo, the Crouch boys that are always going to get it inside. So you can always afford to sort of get outside the pack as well to get those handball receives. I guess Sloaney does that really well, the balance of inside and outside. So, yeah, I think the midfield at the moment just got plenty of runners. You've got Seedsman and D-Mac on the outside. Atkins as well, he's had a really good year. And then the boys go to work on the inside, so it's just a nice balance at the moment.
Yeah, just going through your numbers, you're averaging 4 clearances a game, 4 inside 50s, 4 tackles, and importantly, you're getting a goal a game as well. Those goal-kicking midfielders are like diamonds. So has that always been a feature of your game, being able to hit the scoreboard?
Yeah, I grew up playing a lot, probably more of my footy as a forward rather than a midfield. So I guess learning that sort of at an early age is kind of just, it sticks with you, I guess. It's sort of an instinct thing playing up forward. And as a midfield, with the rotations this year, with our midfield, we sort of have a few mids spit through the forward line as well. So it's nice to spend some time up there and sort of crumb off the big boys in Tex and JJ and Gov up there.
I've always seen that in you. You're crumbing, you're clean, you're clever, you never fumble. When you have a shot at goal, you kick it, you're a bloke that'll pop up and get the goal when the team needs it. I've loved your tackling and your pressure and your harassing, Jared. I think you've added that maybe a little bit to your game as well.
Yeah, I did a bit of work through the pre-season in terms of tackling and speaking with Peggy. I guess at the start, I couldn't quite squeeze in the midfield and what he wanted up forward was blokes that were going to put pressure on and lock the ball in. So I guess I sort of started with that and that sort of kept me in the side and the rest would come with it.
Yeah, no, very proud of you. Hey, percentage, is it talked about amongst the players? I mean, we're smart things, us footballers. They think we're bricks with ears, but we are smart. You know, every goal is going to be a diamond. You could finish second or fifth if you all win from now to the end. Tell us what the discussions are amongst the group.
Yeah, well, I guess we've never sort of been in this position. I don't think I've ever seen the ladder so close.
I know.
Percentage is definitely spoken about. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to go out and win the game first. We can't be talking about percentage at the start of the game. I think that's something you might worry about sort of late in the fourth quarter when you're 10, 11 goals up. That's when you can start worrying about percentage. But, yeah, I mean, if we're winning games, it's nice to be winning them by a big margin just so we can secure that top four spot.
What about Taylor Walker? Missed last week with an ankle injury. What's his movement been like so far?
We haven't really done a lot early in the week, to be honest. We've just sort of been in our midfield or in our different lanes or lines groups, I should say. So I haven't seen too much of Tex, but I think he's moving pretty well. He'll just have a fitness test tomorrow, I guess, and they'll decide on what he's going to do this week. But I think it all looks pretty good.
And what about Sauce? Is he likely to play? I know he's keen, but I'm thinking the coaching staff are probably going to tell him to rest his wheels.
I know, yeah. If you know Sauce, he's always keen to get out there. But, I mean, six-day break, he'll do everything he can to get up. I think he'll be in the same boat as Tex. He'll have a fitness test tomorrow, because we've got our main training session tomorrow night. And I guess it all depends whether they get through that session, then they make the call.
You got a bit of a luxury down there that you can make those calls now. That's because you're giving yourself enough wins to be at this time. We're hearing maybe Tomo might be rested this week. What are your thoughts with that sort of stuff, JL?
Well, I guess our midfield depth has been really good this year. You got blokes playing really well in the two. So, I mean, if Tomo wants to be rested, that's up to him. I'm sure he'll make that call. But we've got blokes that'll fill that spot. I mean, look at Cam Ellis-Yalman, his last month of footy, Mitch Grigg. Even Wiggy, Harrison Wiggs, been playing really good footy. So, yeah, I'm sure if Tomo does have a rest, then someone will step straight into that role.
Have you had a chat with Cam Ellis-Yalman? Because in a lot of ways, he's been similar to you. You had to really bide your time. You were in blistering form in the Sandville for a lot of weeks. This is over the past couple of years. Have you told him just to sit tight and his opportunity may come?
Yeah, I've sort of spoken with Cam. I know exactly how he feels. He's playing some really good footy, posting some good numbers. So, I mean, he's just got to keep playing that good footy and his time will come. And it might be this week. So I'm sure if it is this week, Cam's ready to go. I mean, his last month, I think, has been terrific. So
Come on, Curly.
Yeah, if he comes back in, he'll slot straight in, I reckon.
Now, if Sauce doesn't come up, Riley O'Brien is the likely replacement. Now, you would have roved him a fair bit in the Sandville. Just tell us a little bit about his abilities.
Yeah, Rob's probably been one of our most improved players over the last couple of years. He's come from, not playing a whole lot of footy, just coming straight in and really putting pressure on Sauce. So I think Doc Clark's done a really good job with our ruck stocks. And, Rob's, I mean, he's been in terrific form as well in the Sandville. He's going to put it down our throat this week. If he does get a game, he'll slot straight in beautifully, just like Curly, I guess.
I called a NAB game 2 years ago in Port Lincoln. He played. It was against North Melbourne. He was 10 metres out directly in front. He hit the point post on the full. Now, JL, tell me it's improved.
It's definitely improved, but he still hears about it. I think I heard one of the boys at training the other day trying to put him off with his set shots talking about that. So he definitely hasn't lived it down.
I have never laughed so much in all my life. He hit the point post on the full. Hey, what are your plans moving forward? Where are you at contract-wise and all that, JL?
I'm on contract at the end of the year. So I guess I'll leave that up to my manager and the footy club to sort out over the next sort of 4 to 5 weeks and hopefully come to an agreement.
Oh, good. So discussions...
Can't give too much away.
Discussions are happening. That's all we want to hear.
Yeah, there's discussions happening.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you're doing a coaching clinic. Where's that at?
Yeah, so we've got a coach, myself, Mitch Grigg, Matt Crouch, are out at Chaps Cross Footy Club tonight, so that should be good. Nice. I think there's about 5 teams out there, so we're doing a footy clinic with all those boys.
How many times a week do you do these sort of clinics and that?
Probably... 2 a month, maybe, about that. Oh, okay. There's a certain amount you have to do in the CBA. So, we tick those off. And, it's good to get out to all the different parts of SA and sort of meet all the people out there.
Okay. What are you doing, a degree or something? Were you chasing Pokemon? What do you do, Jay? You're a bit laid
myself,
back?
I'm doing an exercise science degree.
Excellent.
Outside of footy. And I like to play a bit of golf as well.
We knew that.
Hit some all right, we hear?
Yeah, I'm going okay, yeah.
You're off scratch, aren't you?
Nah, I'm off 5 at the moment.
Oh, come on, lift your game, buddy. Hitting the gotcha grass too much.
Give your golf club a plug. Where do you play? Who helps you out?
Grange Golf Club. There's a couple of boys down there. So it's only a 6-iron away from the footy club. So, we like to get out there every now and again.
That's the difference between you and me. It's about 14 shots for me, and it's a 1-6-iron for you. Hey, Jared, good luck this weekend. You take on the Brisbane Lions. They come to town. It's a game that, first and foremost, you have to win, but there may be some opportunities to increase that percentage. I think that's what everyone is thinking about, and we hope you continue your really good form.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
How good's that? Good story, that one.
Oh, this.
Resilience. He had his game. He just needed an opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you what else is sometimes missed in this. Another draft diamond. Pick number 61. Pick 61 in the draft 2010. He's now played 50 games and looks like his best footy is still to come. He's really consolidated this year. 14 games, the most he's played in a season of footy, and he's in really good nick. Jared Lyon's our guest.
Lyon gets front position. He was crunched. Lyon picks it up. Snaps off towards goal. Oh, I tell you what, it's as easy as that. It's like shelling peas. On the left boot, whacked it through the middle. Adelaide now lead by 17 points on the Coles scoreboard.
Left or right, he is building a game, Jared Lyon.
Talking Crows, brought to you by Murray Bridge Toyota, with concierge care to make your experience fun and hassle-free.